Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga, this our night. Shorty rolling the fifth. They go to fifth. We all right.
Good.
We do it all night.
Yeah.
Into the club clothes. Then I dip. Hopping the whip and ripping the snub nose. No, I hug those like a first cousin. Last nigga to dash, but I'm the first bustin'.
First.
She's first cuffin'. The mama bad as hell. Low key, she looking at me. You body mad as hell. But it's all good. Cause I'm not a hater. But I can get it right now, niggas. I'm not a waiter.
Know that.
Maybe later I dip. Joe in the flash. Headed to the tip so I can go in a stash. I laugh, then I get back to it. Sip yak fluid with strippers with their Kit Kat showing you. It's that bro and beware cause the bears in here. We on the wall with it, hating up chairs in here.
Damn homie, I'm so toe. I don't think I ever wanna drink no more. I don't think I ever wanna smoke no more. Well fuck it my nigga, you can roll up one more.
We in the club.
Damn homie.
Y'all know what the time for is. OG Radio Network Mondays, where you should be on every social network, networking all your music, artists, businesses, small business, big business, no matter what it is, be networking today. You know what I'm saying? If not, I'll let your boy Mr. AK, man. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? All the time that I'm on the radio, promoting people's stuff and anything that's going on around my area, around my hood. So I appreciate everybody who keep tuning in with me, man. We keep supporting the show, man. Keep supporting these artists, man. I really do appreciate y'all, man. We're going to keep everything rocking for y'all, man. We got a great show for y'all tonight, man. Some great topics for y'all tonight, man. So, got a lot of good things coming up for y'all tonight, man. I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Kicking it tonight. We're going to do what we do, man. We're going to have fun tonight. Because that's our main goal. Right now, I ain't going to lie to y'all. Right now, I'm watching Oklahoma and LA Clippers game. Why I get y'all this radio show? Because two of the two hot young teams in the league, man, that you know, you gotta watch them. If not, I don't know who you watch. But I mean, you know, I'm watching the game. And right now, the Clippers are up. They are winning. So, yeah, it is what it is. And that's going to be a crazy game. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to keep y'all updated on it. Y'all already know I got y'all, man. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to everybody that came to this tattoo party and kicked it with everybody, all my people, everybody around me, man. We did have fun and act the fool. Yes, we did act the fool. One note to people, if you're going to go out and kick it, you're going to drink, don't drink past capacity. Don't drink off the ledge, all right? There's the edge and you keep drinking, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some people got a little too twisted at the, you know, party, but it's all good, though, you know? Everybody have fun, no fights, everybody was cool. Celebrating the birthday, man, you know, it's all good. Even I got the tattoos, you know, I'm the second one, but it is what it is, man, and like I said, man, we're going to do what we do, man. We're going to do it big. We're going to have fun. And yes, we are going to have fun. I do appreciate it because y'all just have to know, man, that I work hard for y'all, man, and I appreciate all the, you know, music and everything that y'all send me. But just keep sending the music, man. We gonna get it in because we like that, all right? Because that's what we plan on doing. We definitely do have some great stuff going on. I got some new music tonight, man. We got some new music, my boy XL, man, The Experience. The song is called West Pad, you know, so definitely shout out to my boy XL and ATL, man. Always holding your boy down, doing it big. All that good stuff, man. So I definitely gonna get that to y'all sooner than later. Y'all already know at 11 I got my What I'm Tripping On, What the People Tripping On, and we gonna get to that too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're gonna have a ball tonight. So, yeah, just sit back, relax, man, get it in with your boy, Mr. AK, man. We is gonna have a ball tonight, man, alright? And, before I go any farther, man, I have to give a big shout-out to my phone because it shouldn't be working right now because I dropped my phone from, like, a very high place. Now, my phone, does like, I threw it across the street or, you know, somebody got mad at me and tossed my phone because it does look that beat up. But hopefully I can give me another one. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. It's all good, though. You know, but long as my phone works. And this funny thing about it, it's a touchscreen. It's a Sprint Evo 3D touchscreen. And only thing wrong with it is it's got a busted lip. Like, it's visible, but it's not visible. But if you be, like, looking at my phone, like, for, like, 30 minutes, you can see that something wrong with it right here in the corner. But, hey, it is what it is. As long as my phone working, that's like the main goal for the night. Shout out to my whole team, man. Everybody that's doing it big. A special shout out to my girl, Miss Nia. I went to go visit her over the weekend, man. She's doing so much better. I'm just proud of her, you know, fighting and doing what she's doing, man. And keeping her spirits up so high, man. I can't wait until the party because the boy going to be looking like the Pink Panther, you know, saying for a party and everything like that. I'll give y'all more information about the party, too. So don't worry about that. I got y'all on that notion, too. Other than that, man, you know what? Let me go and get to this music. You dig? I know what y'all want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Let's get what y'all want to hear. You know, I got what y'all need. You dig? So, let me go ahead and get it cracking. So, y'all already know this your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. By the way, I ain't going for y'all, man. Let's go.
Hot hands. Hey, what you got? Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. Hey, what you got? Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. I'm in love with a stripper, no T-Pain,
no.
I hit the club with clouds and make it rain, and my people in here, no shot, we buy bottles, drinking right about it, yeah, all rooms on deck, yeah, I talk cash shit cause I can cash that check, and you know the gang, I represent B-T-O-G, for the D-U-M-B, this is how we get it, yeah, watch mommy shake it for me, you know she drop it low, the way she bouncing got me all off in the zone, ass fat, titties perfect, the more I talk, she working for me, when she working on the pole, hey, this is what I
hey, what you got?
Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. Hey, what you got? Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low.
All right, baby. I'm gonna
make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
In the club, got them bottles on deck like a cellar, buddy, man.
I'm the crowd favorite, I am the crowd pleaser.
I be passing out these hundreds like a proud teacher. When the money come, the money goes. You only live once, but I was told. So why should I hold these Benjamins, all these Franklins? Especially when it's lights, camera, action. I'm making a movie. I need a freak chick to co-star. Baby, I'm hung like them coats are. Hit me, girl. Shorty, you know what it is. Now it's time to clock in, cause I'm about to handle biz. What you got?
Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. Hey, what you got? Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
Talking about her, I'm like, even though she's like underground, like she's really coming up. Like, I really like her. Like, I mean, like, on earth. This is Barack Obama. Now, if you're not listening to Kiki Vow, then I don't know what you're doing. Michelle, can you pass me that CD? Thank you. God bless America. And follow her on Twitter at Kiki Vow, KEKEIVAL. God bless America. God bless America.
Sean Max, come in. Max, come in.
Yes. Yes.
Major League Entertainment. Sean Max. Killer. Let's go.
Feeling good, yeah, feeling like summertime. Ladies in their goops and the niggas posted on the grind. A couple dollars for my niggas that's caught in a bind. Starting five, water break, the only time I'm riding pine. I'm caught up in the whirlwind where the stakes is high. A million on me, they all go be faced to die. It's windy in the shot, the haters blowing every day. Stopping wave, knowing that the haters ain't stopping pay. Yeah, my team winning, man, we can't lose. We up in first place, laughing while I'm hitting cruise. I'm in the old school, streaking in the old school. Bitches mad at me, cause the boy think he's so cool. But I keep my cool, riding Chuck the Deuces up. Major League playing, man, they better get used to. Riding with the same, but it's good, put the semi up. Come on, back to the block, get my money up.
Man, yeah, man.
On the block, getting money to survive. Getting high, I can get it if I try, nigga. Still running in, shouty on the corner, fucked up the state of mind I'm in. I mean, she looking real sexy, nice legs and heels. What's the deal? A little conversation off of that we feel. We do the exchange and I'm back to the bread now. Chopping down the blunt while my nigga's shirt air dry. Potholes in the street, or was I just too high? I don't know, hitting the mall, we bout to tear down. Hell yeah, chasing the paper because I can. Competition's mad, comfortable leads, not by a hand. Niggas is wasted. I'm chilling with my girl Shay. Politicking about the times we spend up in the basement. This is the life. Love, laugh, love, happiness. Celebrating every day. All a nigga know is win. I'm throwing dollars towards love to my stripper friends. Style told me killer just win. Nigga win. On the block, getting money to survive. Getting high, I can get it if I try, nigga. This is the life. I'ma make you do or die from the shot, so I can't lie. Plus I'm fly.
Like bitches changing the game. mind so twisted. Drinking like hoes, telling my business. Tripping, got me involved in my revolver bitching. But I can't fall victim, I've been riding, flicking, banging my system. Comedian Caddy said he changing and living. Listen, my paper sack, I got my ball back. Garbage sack, water wall, I'm slow sending it back. Escobar, we go boss like that. And I just can't step back, I came too far from broke to super Sodom. I remember marching like Martians on a mission to conquer the block like Austin and Spark in the buzz and start shit. Bitch, my mom beat up, flip the city for my top, but bring me 1,000 A-flat, but get your head cracked. Switching purple pro to candy apple, break them back to peanut butter. I'm chopping cheddar, trying to get this cutter. Rip this batch of powder, push me a few bricks through this bitch every half an hour. Cruising with two shotties on me, cause ain't no telling what's gonna happen in my hood. You might witness you a few bodies on me. See, we don't fuck around, plus it's the sickest bag. Get you, cut your bitches, lit you like a swisher. Bitch, if you ain't wicked, I know. So what you know about down here? Nothing, cause niggas stay missing in the canal down here. That's why niggas ain't gon' stop slacking them steel tools, and bodies ain't gon' come up found until they build you, bitch.
My ghetto story.
Give her the dizzy, but I won't give her no.
I'm a hustler on the block,
pack down no more. So play me never so.
Nigga, what else?
I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time?
Nigga, what else?
I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all.
Nigga, what else?
So it's fuckers when I see him. Deuces to the DM. Then my team racks and all.
But yeah, we back. Y'all already know what's up, man. Definitely almost that time. You know, I give y'all my topics a little earlier than normal. Before I give y'all any of these topics, I want to send two shout-outs. One shout-out to my boy, Sinatra's, man. New joint. I saw the video a couple of days ago. Thank you for sending me the link for a new song with Mike B. Send it to me now. Get it on Power 92, 107, man. You got to call in and vote for him. On Power 92, but shout out to my boy Sinatra and the whole gang set, man. Keep doing work, bro. You already know what it is, man. You already know what it is. You already know what we do. So everything else is self-explanatory, man. So, like I said, man, hopefully I can get that song on my show sooner than later. But I'm going to wait for that. You know, I ain't in the rush for all that. But I do appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Good look on that song. I'm definitely feeling that song. That is what it is. I don't have some more shout outs. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I think I'm going to get him in before this is all said and done, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to my man, my tattoo artist, man, to hold me down today, man. He held me down on Saturday on my tattoo. Still looking out on that, man. Good work, great work, man. Didn't leave me no business card, so I can't do what I really want to do, but next time you come out here, bro, I'm going to need a business card and all that stuff. I can shout you out on my radio show. But you got, man, so you already know what it is, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in, kicking in with me, man, and doing what y'all do. Everybody that just holds down the fort. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that don't work out here, man, y'all already know what it is, man. You know what I'm doing for y'all. Just shout out to everybody that's still out here working, man. Shout out to my boy Nephew, man, definitely doing work. I always see you, bro, man. Still waiting on that new music. But we gonna hold off for that, man. We ain't tripping on that. I get when I get it. Right now, what am I riding to? Still riding to Trey the Truth, man. I still riding to my boy Trey the Truth, man. Definitely doing some good work and all that other stuff, man. Chicago, what am I riding to with y'all? Because this kind of ties into my topic of the night. Ran to a lot of Chicago artists, man. You know, I got a lot on deck. LEP Bogus Boys, man. I definitely, been listening to y'all a lot, man. You know, definitely getting in tune with y'all a lot. Really feeling some of y'all music, man. I really do. I hope I get one of them songs on the show. Maybe not. Who else I'm feeling out here? You know, besides the people on my radio show, you know. A lot of cats out here. Yeah, shout out to my boy GP, man. Without a deal, the mixtape. Go to thatpiff.com and search GP without a deal, man. Go get that mixtape or go to officialgp.com. My boy GP doing his thing, man. Shout out to him on that mixtape. That's a good look, man. A great look, man. I definitely been around to it today, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, keeping in tune with it. Definitely hot music, man. It's hosted by nobody other than Mr. Thanksgiving himself, you know, Gangsta Grizzly, you know, Drama. That's a hot look for that one. You know, just try to get the update on mixtapes and stuff that's coming out, man. Definitely what I'm on, but really what we tripping on right now, kind of what I'm getting to these two. And the first one I'm tripping is from my girl, TT, what up, girl? You already know what it is. Natasha. You know, she always giving me topics for the night. You know, she So that's me at work. Like, we'll stop it for the night. And she always blessed me with one, man. So appreciate it. Which basically what she, her topic is, why parents try to be the kids' friends instead of discipline. You know, so that's basically what, you know, she tripping on is parents trying to act like their kids' friends instead of disciplining them and actually acting like they're the adult and parents. So basically what she's saying is, man, parents, you have kids. You can't be your kid's best friend. First of all, your kids should fear you from the age of, let's say, 1 until at least 21, 19, 18, some stuff kids should not think or ever doing to their parents or ever, you know, talking back to their parents. I'm just saying. 9 times out of 10, man, you can't be your kid. Your child doesn't want to be your friend. Trust me from this. I don't know no kid from the age of 4 or 7 to about 20 that wants to be their parents' friend, especially when they get to the teenage age. You know, when you little, you know, mom, you know, you're still in there. Oh, that's my baby and all that other good stuff, which is cool. We ain't tripping on that. But for real, though, once you get started, you know, start not rebelling, but getting older and understanding stuff, like junior high school, you don't want to be your parents' friends because there's a lot of stuff you're not going to tell them. So therefore, they try to be cool and you can talk to me about anything. And now you can't. Because if you could, it would be easy, but you can't. So I'm just saying, there's a thin line between being your friend, your child's friend, and being, you know, a parent. Because a parent, you can still have a great relationship with your kids. You know, even if, you know, you ain't got your parent or either one of the parents. You can still be, you know, friends with, you know, with whoever you got is always be able to have that area where you can talk to them. But there's no way in the world where a daughter and a mama should be at the club with the same fit on or the same type outfit on, kicking it at the club like it's the new hotness. All I'm saying is, parents, don't try to be your child's friend. It's not going to work. There's no way in the world where it should be a son and a father at the club together trying to, you know what I'm saying, get up on chicks. It's like, that's not a good look, dog. Don't try to be your kid's friend. You trying to wear cool clothes and, you know what I'm saying, be your child's best friend. That's not going to work. That's going to make your child even more mad and trip out because they're going to be like, why are you doing this? You tripping. You embarrassing me. Honestly, I'm telling y'all the truth. I have never been friends with my mom, for real. Like, honestly, like, I respect it. I love my mom, but trying to be my best friend, she was not. It was like, I run the house, you do what I say, and we gonna get along just fine. Now, honestly, that's what it was, and hey, I roll with it. And that's what it should have been, because there's no way in the world where me and mom should be up kicking it. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I have fun. I love my mom, but she let me know, and all the people that raised me let me know that I'm not your friend. I don't want to be your friend. We shouldn't do stuff that friends do. That's basically what we're saying, man. You can't try to be your kid's friend, because it won't work. Now, some people tell me it's cool to be their parent's friend, but I don't think so. I really don't think that could actually happen. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be right, but I'm just saying. I don't know nobody that be up kicking it with their parents, getting drunk. And that's another thing. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? If you smoke, get high. Don't get high with your kids. Guys, if you smoke, whatever you do, or you drink, whatever you drink, don't be drinking with your kids like, oh, we having fun. Now, if it's just a difference where, you know, y'all out, y'all celebrating, and you and your child is over age, and, you know, y'all at a bar or something, and y'all out kicking it, then yeah, but not on a Wednesday, Tuesday night, you and your son sharing a six-pack and chilling on the porch. You know what I'm saying? There's nowhere in the world you should be doing that. All right? I don't think it should happen. So you shouldn't do it. But hey, it is what it is, ain't it? That's one thing you shouldn't do. Oh my God. Wow. If anybody ain't watching the LA Clipper game, Blake Griffin just like posterized somebody yet again. I know this ain't nothing new, but I mean, I really hope somebody watching this, because I just saw it. Like, I mean, just saw it. I mean, yeah, just saw it. Like, I mean, wow. That's all I'm gonna say about that one. But yeah, parents, don't try to be your kid's friend. Be a parent and the rest will be fine. They will hate you until they understand why you couldn't be their friend. And when they had kids, just don't say nothing to them. Try to let them try to be their kid's friend and see what happens. See how mad they get. And they gonna understand why. Wow, this dunk, I'm sorry, this dunk is just amazing. I mean, I'm watching this dunk for like the third time. I mean, don't worry about it, fellas. Y'all gonna see on the ESPN like 115 times. Yeah, I mean, that is what it is. And my second topic that we're going to get into is from my boy Tay Rilla. Shout out to my boy Tay Rilla, man. We got to kick the bubbles the whole nine. We got to sit down and get our conference going. I mean, just, you know, catch up with the stuff. But, now, I've reiterated, said this a lot of times, that Chicago don't support the artists. And it's not really the artists not supporting each other, because honestly, I've been to a lot of open mics. I've been to a lot of showcases where I've been in, and the artists that I've got to know with me doing this radio show. And it's been getting way better than it once was. I can honestly tell you that these artists have been supporting each other. It's just their fan bases. It's like, man, if you know, if you got a nice fan base, man, you know, get your fan base there early, man, so they can support everybody at the showcase or support everybody at the open mic, you know. And one thing I do understand is, you know, people got work, people got stuff to do. But at the same time, I mean, it is kind of hard to support everybody. But the things we say at showcases and things that we say, it's like, man, don't do your set and get out of there. You know, you come there when it's 5 minutes for you to do your set and you leave. And, you know, you do the open mic, you do your set and you get out of there. It's like, man, support these other artists, man, because if you got a lot of big fan base there, just let your people sit, you know, enjoy the show. It's a showcase, man, so stay there, you know, network with some people, man. It's like you ain't always got to pay 100% attention to everything that's going on. And we know everybody's not going to like everybody's music. But at the same time, it's like, man, look, it's a lot of people in here, man. You know, you want everybody, you want people to respect the music. It's kind of crazy sometimes we hear people always say, man, support my music. But then we look up and you ain't at nobody else, you know. You're not supporting nobody else's music. You're not, you know, telling people, oh, man, that's what's up, man, check out my stuff. You ain't networking, but, you know, you in there, you know, trying to get everybody to support you. At the same time, you don't return the same love. Of course, ain't nobody going to respect you for that, man. Nobody going to listen to your stuff. And therefore, you're going to have that beef to where you feel like Chicago don't support their own because you don't support nobody. But you wait up and down all day for somebody to come through and, you know, check out your music, play your music. And the whole nine, man. It don't work like that, man. But I can honestly say Chicago has been getting better on this, supporting our own. We still ain't, well, we still ain't like the Atlantas and the other, like, honestly, the down south areas. Those places do, you know, support each other. They do, you know, they do, like, mixtapes together. They just do a lot of, you know, collaboration with each other, compilation mixtape, you know, where it's nothing but people from that state on it. And like I said, Chicago has been getting better, but, you know, it's always room for improvement. Not to say Chicago don't support each other, but it's getting better than what it has been from what I've seen when I first started in this game to now. It's getting a lot better. I feel like it's getting a lot better because of these radio shows like my radio shows and Knee Deep Radio and all these other radio stations in Chicago. I'm not saying the major radio, I'm saying the independent radio stations that support an independent artist. Because a lot of times these independent artists are not getting no pub, no nothing, and it's harder for them to get on because, honestly, the truth behind it is if you don't have nobody behind you or nobody can vouch for you or, you know, what DJ playing you in the club, they won't play you. So now it's like, man, I feel like I'm helping these independent artists get the mainstream looks because you can go in their meetings and sit down with them and be like, okay, man, so what DJ pushing you? What radio shows you been on? Who giving you interviews? And you can always put me down or put one of these other radio stations. Like, well, I've been on this radio station and he got a countdown. I've been on this countdown that long and this, that, and the third and all that. So, I mean, like I said, the Chicago scene of music and the support factor has been getting better, but like I said, there's always room for improvement. And as long as there's room for improvement, we can always do better, man. And I just like the direction that it's going in now because a lot of these artists I had is doing tracks together, man, and supporting each other and doing just great, man, because 9 times out of 10, you know, these artists, like I said, at the end of the day, man, these artists are just trying to get their music heard, man, and I'm just, you know, just doing my job. Supporting these artists, man. That's all I'm doing. That's my main goal every time I step and get ready to do my radio show is to support these artists, man. And I'm blessed to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man, to get, you know, more music played, more, you know, support from your team. And really, man, it's not always Chicago supporting their own, man. You got to get out here and grind, too. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing something, you got a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to get the song pushed somewhere, man. You got to come out. You got to get on these social networks. That's why I got my show, OG Radio. That's why I call this today is the Network Mondays. This is where you should be on every social network, man, promoting something. Because, like I said, you have to follow me on Twitter, at MrAK38. It's not a problem, you know what I'm saying, for me to get it. You know, 9 times out of 10, honestly, a lot of these artists, man, that I have on my show, I met a lot of these people on going to these open mic shows, you know, on Twitter, Facebook. I mean, like I said, it's not a hard way to get your music pushed, played, or anything. You just have to have that push, man. That's what it's really about, man. It's not about supporting your own. You got to come out here and do the road work, do the grind work too, man. Like so many artists that I didn't really know, you know what I'm saying? Like my boy Mello the Gutter Man, Team Prolific, they from Orlando, Florida. Loyalty, Go Getter, Kiki Valentine, J Real, High Hands. I mean, it's so many of these artists that I don't know personally, but from Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? They so happen to just probably been on Twitter one day and post stuff about music, and they probably like, damn, okay, what's up with my man? What do he do? Like, man, you know, you got to tell cats what's going on, man. And, you know, people sometimes link up, you know, get to know each other, man, and develop these relationships to where, you know, it's good that we got them like that. But at the same time, man, we got to keep it going, man. We got to. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope all these artists, man, y'all out here, man, y'all listening. you know what I'm saying? And keep on doing what y'all doing. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, man. So, basically, man, this is a good topic. And I do appreciate my boy, Tay Rilla, and my girl, Latasha, for giving me my topics of the night, man. I do appreciate y'all, man, because, like I said, this is another new thing that I'm trying out, man, that I'm keeping. that this is kind of how I interact with my fans. And, you know, they give me, you know, saying ways that I can update, make my show better, or things that I can do to, you know, improve my show so where more people do listen. I get more new fans and everything else like that, man. So I do appreciate y'all, man, and that is what's up, man. So we can keep this going, man, you know. Keep giving me y'all topics, man. Follow me at MrAK38. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as long as y'all keep following the kid, keep doing what I do for y'all, man, and y'all, you know, I know what it is, man. I'm keep supporting y'all. Y'all keep supporting me. We're going to keep doing what we do, all right? So, you know, right now, not even going to lie to y'all, man. I got some new tracks coming to y'all. I'm finally going to get them rolling right now. And, basically, man, it's going to go down, man. I'm going to tell y'all. All right, well, number one, I think it's the one new track. And one of the first new tracks. This artist, man, he's been on my show for a while. Like I said, I've been supporting him, supporting his grind, supporting what he's doing out here, man. You know, there's a lot of cats out here that, you know, a lot of cats on my show. Like I said, it's easy to get your music played, so everybody know the blueprint, so I don't have to keep going over and again. But I will never get tired of going over and it again for y'all, man, you know. Right now, this one track is from my boy, XL. It's called West Side Party, man. Y'all check this new joint out, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK. OG Radio, man. Let's go.
LT, my
drunk.
I'm good. I'm in where I fit in. Tell me how you living. You speak about the best, well, now you're rocking with them. Keep the hall dancing by bouncing to my rhythm. Girls wanna hit them, so niggas wanna hit them. Look up in the sky, weed clouds, no ribbons. Half a hundred on me, call it pole pimping. Don't matter though, I could bag a hoe. We draw aroma, I call that a grab and go. So if you say 4-0, better add a foe. Cause ATL Adamsville be the baddest. This is dedicated to the hottest, taking shotties. It's a hobby, smoking Marley, and they wanna get noted. You know it ain't nothing but a West Side party. We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody now. This is dedicated to the fellas stacking letters. Let me fly without feathers, MOBB letters. MOB, how we do, ain't shit. Tell us it's the West Side party, can't nobody do it better now.
Trying to get this laptop going, y'all, but I'm working it. Alright, I'm somehow see if this is going to work, but I got the new joint from my man Hot Hands, Kyle Flash. I'm like, y'all check it out, your boy Mr. AK, OG Radio, man, let's go.
I'm doing me, bitch. I go hard. You see the team and who I run with. Mystery. with this street shit.
I couldn't tell you what's going on right now, but trying to get out of the square away. But it is what it is. Trying to fix whatever I got to fix. It's just not cooperating. So my show will be in and out for like the rest of the show. I don't know what's going on, but I'll try to finish this show as best as possible with the tools I got around me. Just put it like that, all right? Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'll be all right.
You have any technical difficulties over there?
Oh, you know it. Dealing with this laptop, but hey, I ain't complaining. It is what it is.
Okay.
I ain't complaining. I'm finna this show somehow, so I ain't really good at it.
Well, you got 24 minutes left.
I know.
Well, I just wanted to say hi and thank you again for coming to visit me yesterday.
No problem.
I go into surgery again tomorrow.
Okay.
And have to be at the hospital at 5:15 in the morning.
And
surgery starts at 4. I mean, now I'm at 7 o'clock. So I need to be asleep, but I did not forget about OG Radio.
That's good.
Well, we do appreciate it. I told you, like I said, once before, we always praying for you, you know. You go through surgery and everything. And, you know, once you get back on your feet, you know, everything going to be going as smooth as possible. We'll get back to our regular scheduled programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's all I wanted. I just took my medicine and I feel drugged up.
Yeah, okay, you're kicking in.
Yeah, so I'm, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow after surgery, but, OG Radio, I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
All right.
All right, good night.
Good night.
All right, bye.
I am currently finishing this show amazingly. I don't know how I'm putting the show together. I just can't tell you how I'm putting the show together. Even if I told y'all, y'all wouldn't believe me. But anyway, appreciate her for calling in. I was checking on me. And the reason why I say that is, man, for all she's going through, man, she still stops by my show to support my show. And what all she's going through, man, so I really do appreciate it. All that, that's what's going on, man, and I do appreciate that. I'm currently trying to finish my show, and I've rigged everything possible, and I'm going to get through it, so I'm going to play this song. I already know what I'm going to play, so I'm going to play some more songs. Hopefully they play, we get all this stuff squared away, all right? right, y'all, man, I'm going to get into these last couple of songs. Before I even get to the last couple of these, last two songs I'm going to get into, even if I don't get into them, my bad. But I have to send a special happy birthday and a rest in peace to my mom, Sharon Javon Jackson. One of the strongest ladies I have known in my life. The reason why I'm here, a lady that showed me so much and showed me, you know what I'm saying, how to do things the right way. And just really showed me, you know what I'm saying, how strong, you know what I'm saying, somebody could be to raise two boys kind of by herself. And to the point where, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to give y'all a little detail real quick. And look, honestly, happy birthday and rest in peace to my mom, because she's one of the strongest ladies I've ever known in my life. Because for her to raise two boys, for her to be in the wheelchair, and have the command and respect that she had for me and my brother, it's totally amazing. That's something, you know what I'm saying? That's not just, you know, something that's out of respect. That's something that you just can't. There's nothing you can say about somebody like that, man. This is a lady that, you know, no matter what she went through, was a diabetic since she was 12 years old and still was able to go through her life every day having fun. And no matter what she, you know what I'm saying, was going through, or whatever I was going through, or anybody in our family was going through, man, she was like the strength of our whole family. And she always used to tell me, man, you know, anytime things that was going wrong, that was going bad in my life, she would always tell me, or always whisper it to me when I wasn't feeling good when I was little. I always tell me, put it in God's hands, man. I got that tattooed on my left arm, and I got, you know what I'm saying, her name on my right arm, man. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, she always with me forever, man. And I just love her, man. You know, I never forget her, man. Like I said, one of the strongest ladies I ever met in my life. So, man, just saying happy birthday to my mom, man. I appreciate everything she taught me, man, because she taught me a lot. Now, one thing I'll tell you about my mom, she was the type of person that had to have everything right. Or everything had to be up to right for her. And if it wasn't, she was going to let you know about it. Now, we talking about a lady that got us kicked out of Pepe's. Like, me and my brother was at Pepe's. We was all at Pepe's eating. They got her order wrong. Now, if you got her order wrong, it was a problem. Honestly, it was a big problem. And they got her order wrong, and she just went off. And, you know, telling people not to eat there and the whole land and all that other stuff. And people didn't eat there. And they had to remodel it, the whole hunt it, dig and all that. And like I said, she had to make sure, always make sure everything was right, make sure everything was on the par, everything was good. And that person that always was a fighter, man. She always fought, you know, no matter what happened, no matter what was going on, she always fought. Always, you know what I'm saying, make sure me and my brother always did everything the right way and everything like else like that. So I'm just proud to say that, you know, so far, man, you raised me the right way, and I appreciate you for everything she did to me. You talking about a lady that locked me out the house when I was like 8 because I got into a fight and I kind of came in the house kind of teared up about it. But you know, any other mother would be like, oh, you got into a fight. No, she, like, kind of really locked me out the house and told me she wasn't going to raise no punk. So from that day on, I already knew, man, if I was going to live in her house, I could not be no punk. So I appreciate her for doing that. And like I said, she taught me so much. And she's the reason why I'm able to do this radio show, man, and anything else that I'm already doing. You know what I'm saying? For my brother, man, taught us how to be, you know, I don't have any kids, but my brother has a child, my niece, and she taught us how to raise kids. You know, my brother, one of the best fathers I've seen out here right now, not just because he's my brother, but I see what he do every day. And he grinds so hard for his daughter, man, and I just, you know, proud to have a brother like dude, like my brother Dante, you know what I'm saying? He grinds so hard, man, do what he needs to do. Like I said, man, but really, say happy birthday to my mom. Love you, still miss you. Anything else like that, man. So, get you the last couple of songs, and hopefully, you know, everybody don't wait till somebody gone to tell them you love them and you miss them and all that other stuff and, you know, spend them good times with them, man. Do it while they're here, man, because so when they're gone, you don't feel bad. You ain't got that in your heart that something went wrong, man. So saying happy birthday to her, man. Still miss her. I'm going to get back into some of these tracks. Y'all just keep kicking it with your boy, man. Like I said, I appreciate everything y'all do. Every support that y'all get to my show and all my artists, man. So just for y'all, man, you know. Just for y'all, everybody know it. So appreciate the new music that was sent to me today. My boy Hot Hands. Shout out to my boy Hot Hands for sending me that new track, man. Definitely, I think I got the link right this time. Shout out to my boy XL, Sure XL, man, for the new joint. And I'm going to get some more music, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, man. OG Radio, man. Y'all already know what's up.
Y'all know me, all I do is ride around with 50 cool. Got no need, she got me buying her them 50 shoes. All we do is shop until we drop. All we do is shop until we drop. Right there in the floor. Y'all know me, all I do is ride around with 50 cool.
Okay.
Got no need, she got me buying her them 50 shoes.
It's your boy, AK, baby. Yeah, we in the mall and I see what you looking at. Knowing that you're sticking in your mind, yeah, window shut. Nah, not us, not we, that's what I do. No one, not me, that's not what I do. See me walk around, oh, you like that, look at that. Matter of fact, mine, just throw it in the back. You can throw it anywhere, matter of fact, we can take over the world if you like to. Just kidding. You can be Bonnie and I can be your Clyde. And we can take down any mall, any shopping street. Matter of fact, I can see you rocking it. Darion singing songs like Beyonce. See, even dressed in high heels, Mariah Carey, you like. You can dress just like her if you want. I try. Get you everything you want, need, you desire. Mama, you my queen, baby girl, let's ride. Matter of fact, while we looking at everything, girl, you can be my princess if you wanna be. I see your best friends and everybody jealous, and like, can't believe you got that. Yeah, I'm jealous. Hey, it don't matter what you got, what you need, what you like and what you want. That's my job, see. I let you relax and ride on the side of the study, baby, feel so good when you're inside. And I know the way you ride is so special. I know you got your own whip, do it on your own. You my listen, yo, you can have it all. Matter of fact, you gotta own. You don't really need, but you want me, like me, see what I do. Wanna be around AK as I do. Throw my money out like rice, but that don't matter. But you wanna be on the side with nothing but just me, right? And we can ride to the sunset, back to the mall where you missing it all. Throw it in the bag, if you like it, you can have it. But you don't just desire it, you just grab it. Nah, I can take you anywhere I want. Somewhere, somewhere private where no one else can hear us moan, scream, or holler. Girl, I can do things, make you say, oh my lover. He's a boy, he's a man. He gets in it like everywhere he does, he's a man, yes. And then, throw it in the bag, but not that I wanna drop your dick to the floor. And tell me every secret you ever wanna tell me, so you can be so comfortable around me. Just 16, yo, dot slick, everybody know me. I just wanna get you so alone, all alone, in no window. Disconnect all phones, all I want is you alone. You can be the best, and I can tell you you're the best. See my Jizzy Drake on like me, you're the best.
Fuck the West, we the best.
Knockin', knockin', you ain't here.
When you got a million cats running in your squad, ain't that right? See, I don't know the problem, most of y'all ain't rapping right. It's your young AK, and I be killing, right? See, you don't know my name, well, you don't know my city. Well, it gets money, and the night we get silly. I mean, I dance and silly, with the money crazy. And then my flow retarded, so they say I'm crazy. I don't care about it, but you know I'm in the street. You can call me late night, let her make it chicks right. Pipeline, dream time like a dream girl. Bitch, you never see me in the cinema, girl. I'm a beast, baby, tell my name right. It's 16, or AKA right. No sorority, no fraternity. It's Mr. 16, killer by every street, know my name.
AKA, man, like I said, I want to appreciate everybody who tuned in to the show tonight. Everybody who's going to tune in later on, wherever you tune in. Y'all already know me. Y'all need to be voting for your artist to be on the countdown. Y'all can vote by sending all your votes. Following me at MrAK38, mentioning me and the artist, plus the song you're voting for. Or follow me on Facebook, Princeton.Ezra.com. So, Facebook.com/Princeton.Ezra. And just inbox me who you're voting for, or email me mexico@yahoo.com. Let me know who you're voting for. Very simple. Appreciate everybody, all the artists, man, really, who just keep sending me music. Keep sending me music, man. It's very simple. Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all already know I got y'all. No strings attached, nothing else. But you know, I always support y'all. I always hold y'all down. No matter where y'all from, man, y'all ain't got to be from Chicago, man, but shut down. Robbins, Mudville, y'all already know this, my sis, my team. Shout out to my label, man, OGNT, that's the team, that's the label, and OG Radio, man, where we do the great things and support all great artists, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I'm your boy, Mr. AKA, man. Y'all know what I say after every show, man. Do what you love, love what you do, man. Let's take care of yourself. I'm out here, man. Y'all be safe, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be all right. I'll holler at y'all on Wednesday. And hopefully get some more new music. And everything be squared away with my laptop. Won't be having these long pauses. So, like I said, once again, man, I appreciate everybody. Always, man, keep kicking it with your boy. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, a lot of good things coming up, man. And keep doing what we do, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all do, man. I'm out of here, man. One.